KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have some light fog here in Atlantic, 51 degrees, cloudy skies, obviously along with that fog. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. There is a dense fog advisory in effect for the entire KJAN listening area until 10 a.m. A search warrant executed Friday in Guthrie County by members of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and Panora Police Department resulted in a woman being arrested on drug charges and a large amount of methamphetamine and marijuana, along with drug paraphernalia, being seized. The Sheriff's Office reports the search warrant was executed at 303 Park Avenue in Guthrie Center. As a result of the operation, Brandy Woodall was arrested and booked into the Guthrie County Jail on charges of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, a drug tax stamp violation, and possession of marijuana. Woodall appeared before the Guthrie County Magistrate Saturday and was ordered held on $100,000 bond. Additional charges were pending against other individuals and the investigation continues. An Ida Grove man accused of intentionally hitting another man with his car has pleaded not guilty to charges in the case. 36-year-old Jeremy Werneberg pled not guilty Friday in Sac County District Court to attempted murder, assault using a dangerous weapon, going armed with intent, second-degree criminal mischief, and two counts of willful injury. His trial has been set for May the 10th. Police say Werneberg threatened a group of people with a hammer outside of the Carnarvon Inn in Carnarvon, Iowa, on Valentine's Day. Police say he then got into his car and intentionally hit a man, pinning him against the building. The man suffered serious injuries. Police arrested Werneberg 3 days later in Fort Dodge. A Northwest Iowa man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for shooting at a crop dusting plane in Palo Alto County last year. 55-year-old John Metzger of Whittemore was sentenced Friday in Palo Alto District Court. Metzger was found guilty in November of going armed with intent. He was found not guilty of other charges, including terrorism, stalking with a weapon, and intimidation with a dangerous weapon. The Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office said Metzger fired a gun that hit the wing flap of a plane while spraying a field in Fairfield Township on July 31st. The plane was landed safely at Stiers Landing Strip in Whittemore. The pilot wasn't injured. Council Bluffs officials are making plans to document the history of an historic former elementary school before it's demolished. The city council will decide today whether to support an agreement with the Iowa State Historic Preservation about the former Walnut Grove Elementary School. The building is eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, so the city must take additional steps before demolition. The school was built in 1926, and two additions to the structure were constructed in 1951 and 1966. The school, which closed in 2014, was sold for $104,000 to NeighborWorks Home Solutions. The nonprofit plans to build 14 homes on the site. Crews continued over the weekend working to clean up a spill of roughly 30,000 gallons of gasoline in northwest Iowa. Workers from Magellan Pipeline and contractors hired to help with the cleanup have been working since the spill happened Friday morning. Magellan spokesman Bruce Hines said the spill happened because of a bad fitting on an above-ground pipe at Magellan's petroleum and distribution terminal. Some of the fuel soaked into the ground and some flowed into a small tributary of the Floyd River. The Environmental Protection Agency sent workers to oversee the cleanup, that is. About 60 people worked Saturday to vacuum gasoline out of the ground and remove contaminated soil. Elsewhere in state news, a 13-year-old boy has been found dead following an accidental shooting in Mahaska County. The sheriff's office says it responded to reports of a shooting Saturday in a rural area about 30 miles east of Iowa City. When officers arrived, they found the boy with a gunshot wound. He died on the scene. The sheriff's office investigated the shooting and determined it was accidental. The boy's name has not been released. Iowa lawmakers are exempt from releasing their work emails or daily schedules to the public because they determine their own rules on such matter, and the Iowa Supreme Court has upheld that authority. Legislative staffers cited the Iowa Constitution in their records request denial to the Associated Press, which had sought the documents for Senate and House leaders. The AP requested information for legislative leaders in all 50 states as part of Sunshine Week, a national initiative to promote government transparency and freedom of information. The request turned up as many denials as it did approvals. Iowa's Constitution says the General Assembly can determine its rules, and the Iowa Supreme Court decided in 1996 that includes record confidentiality policies. Some lawmakers say the system ensures constituents can confidently contact elected officials. The new president of the National Pork Producers Council is an Iowan. John Weber raises hogs near the Tama County town of Dysart. Weber says one of the challenges facing the pork industry this year and going into 2017 will be working on agricultural issues with newly elected members of Congress and a new president.
We're going to have a whole new administration, quite a few House members, and nearly a third of the Senate will be all new for us to work with as we, you know, get into the latter part of the year. So that's always a big challenge for MPPC when you have an administrative turnover. It's our job to make contact with those people and bring them up to speed on what the pork industry is about.
Weber says another big challenge will be dealing with new government regulations on the use of antibiotics on livestock.
The science is far from definitive. We feel it's the right thing to do for us to do what we're asked to do to reduce the use of antibiotics, to keep good records. You'll be required to keep a minimum of 2 years of antibiotic usage records to be more responsible in the handling of antibiotics.
Weber says he's optimistic about the demand for pork, both on the export front and at home.
Production looks really strong heading into the balance of 16. But overall, domestic demand, export demand has been excellent for pork. And if we can keep moving the pork, we're going to get through 2016 just fine.
Weber says yet another goal during his tenure is to try and convince Congress to ratify the trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says some 10,000 boat owners are running out of time to register the hull identification number of their boats. DNR Boating Law Administrator Susan Stocker said the U.S. Coast Guard found the numbers from the manufacturers did not meet regulations.
Recently, the states have been tasked with making sure and verifying that these boats do have the 12-digit HI hull identification number, HINs, and so we're just trying to give a heads up to the boat owners that still need to verify their HINs before they want to register it.
She says boat owners should have gotten a notice.
We've sent them an affidavit, and so what they do is they fill it out and either do a pencil rubbing or take a photograph of their hull identification number to verify it, and then they can either mail it in, they can email it in, or fax it in, and then we'll process it.
Boat owners will need to verify the HIN prior to April 30th in order to renew their boat registration.
Any boat owner, whether, you know, they're on the list to verify their hull identification number or not, you know, will have to pay a $5 penalty if they choose to register the boat after April 30th.
Stocker says many boaters are probably getting the itch to get out on the water and need to get the verification and registration complete.
As the weather does get warmer and everybody will want to get out on the water, and we want to make sure that they're able to do that by doing a little bit of paperwork before it gets too nice.
She says there are around 235,000 boats registered in the state. For more information on the boat registration, go to the DNR's website at www.iowadnr.gov. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.